Chapter 6. When Will Help Come? Days passed. The French army fired their big guns at Fort William Henry. Many English soldiers were killed. General Monroe waited. But General Webb did not send any soldiers. Monroe sent Hawkeye to Fort Edward with a message. General Webb gave Hawkeye a letter for Monroe. The scout started to go back to Fort William Henry, but French soldiers stopped him. They took the letter. They tied Hawkeye's hands with rope. The next morning, Duncan Hayward was standing by the gates of Fort William Henry. He saw three men coming towards the fort. He went to General Monroe. "General Monroe," he said, "two French soldiers are at the gates of the fort. Hawkeye is with them. But when will help come from Fort Edward?" Hawkeye came into General Monroe's room. "General Webb gave me a letter for you," he said. "But the French soldiers took it. General Montcalm wants to speak to you. You must go to his camp." A French officer met Monroe and Duncan at the gates of the fort. They went to General Montcalm's tent in the French camp. There were French officers and Indian chiefs in the tent. Then Duncan saw Magua. Magua was fighting for the French. The Huron looked at Duncan and smiled. Montcalm spoke first. He spoke to Monroe.
"You have fought well, General," he said. "But now you must stop fighting."
Montcalm gave a letter to Monroe. Monroe read it quickly. Then he gave it to Duncan. The letter was from General Webb. The letter said, "We cannot send any more men. The Indians have killed too many of my soldiers." Monroe looked at Duncan. They did not speak. Then General Montcalm spoke to Monroe.
"You and your soldiers must leave Fort William Henry," he said. "You can take your guns, but do not take your bullets. Your men, women, and children will be safe, but we will burn the fort."
General Monroe was unhappy.
"We will leave in the morning," he said.
Then he and Duncan went back to the fort. Magua was angry. He spoke to the Huron chiefs.
"The English will leave the fort. The French will not kill them. But the English are the enemies of the Hurons. We will kill the English."
3,000 English people, soldiers, women, and children, left the fort. They walked past the French soldiers, and they walked towards the forest. The English soldiers carried their guns, but they had no bullets. Magua and the Hurons were standing in the forest. They watched Fort William Henry. The English left the fort and walked into the forest. Then 2,000 Indians attacked. The English could not fight. They had no bullets in their guns. Many of the English were killed. Alice and Cora saw their father. He was running towards the French camp. He was going to find Montcalm. He was going to ask for help.
"Father! Father!" shouted Alice. "We are here!"
But Monroe did not hear them. He did not stop. Magua was watching. He ran to Cora.
"Will you come with me now?" he said.
"Never," said Cora. "I will not be your wife."
The Huron looked at her, but he did not speak. Then he turned to Alice. He held Alice's arms. He pulled her towards a horse.
"Stop!"
shouted Cora. And she ran after them. Magua put Alice on the horse. Then he put Cora on the horse, too. The Huron took them along a path towards Lake Horicon.